If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us in this crazy show. I don't know what I tell you.
We're feisty today.
Must be. Yeah. I don't know. But anyways,
life is short. Enjoy it.
Exactly. And again, I do want to remind you that we have been here since 6 o'clock. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I want to make sure that you're calling in to win all these great gifts and all these great events that we've got going on that we're a part of. We want to share all the tickets with all of you. We want to make sure that you are our Facebook friend and that you follow us there and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, also our podcast on all your smartphones. All you do is go to podcast and then go to iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show and subscribe. And then you can hear all my shows all the way through your day. Also, you can visit our website at kimpaganoshow.com. And again, I do want to remind you, we welcome your calls. And some of you have been calling for 8 years, and I love that. And really, I want everybody to be a winner. And again, just, you know what? I'm so glad that you're here. I'm Kim, and of course, I'm here with Chad.
Yep. And you know what? I want to give a quick shout out to anybody who's lost a loved one over the past week. I mean, it's been a very long week with tragedy with the Orlando 49, the child in Disneyland, Disney World.
Yes.
And I know there's many, many more out there that have lost loved ones. So you know what? Hug your loved ones, hug someone next to you, shake somebody's hand, say hello. Just be kind to each other.
Yeah, and also happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to you and to Tom and to my dad and my husband, my boys, my son-in-laws.
They're your boys.
Yeah, my boys need to But you know what? I can't tell you, you know, sometimes our parents kind of bug us, but God, when they're gone, I miss my mom so bad. And God, let them just be in your life. You know, it's like we all have these like weird jobs that we do for our family. And so anyways, I just honor you, everyone. So again, I want to start off with a little bit of a positive segment. Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us that you are starting your day with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here on the 805. And our first guest is going to be Amy Newmark. And we're going to be talking about Chicken Soup for the Soul. And of course, this is the Spirit of America. And of course, when Amy does something, I'm telling you, it's all about the 101 stories and what makes our country great. And it's interesting because they're all tear jerkers. A lot of them are just really food for thought. Have you ever read those books?
I haven't.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I remember in my grandma always had a chicken soup for the soul in the house.
Yeah. They even make chicken soup for the teenager, chicken soup.
Years.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, I love these books.
And she's doing something right. I mean.
Lots of them.
We'll have to ask her, but I think the numbers are maybe close to 100 books now or something.
It's, yeah, I know. It's tons and tons. Anyways, again, Tom, you want to talk about really quick on some of our great giveaways?
Yes, we have some fantastic giveaways as always. We do have Famous Dave's, 20 years of Texas beef brisket done the right way on Sea Glass Way in Oxnard. Paul Martin's, located at the Promenade, Westlake Village. Another outstanding restaurant that we all love is Lure Fish House, 60 South California Street. The Veggie Grill, nice place to eat. You can have a variety of healthy choices from chicken wraps to fish tacos. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa. That's at Rose Avenue in Oxnard. Pete's Breakfast House. Have a hearty breakfast with the freshest ranch eggs and farm produce. And that's anywhere in town. You'll find the best at Pete's. 2055 East Main Street, Ventura. Urbane Cafe has healthy gourmet brunches located at 4960 Telephone Road. The Lazy Dog Restaurant, another favorite. You can visit the cocktail bar for a midday lunch break. Town Center Drive in Oxnard. And one of my favorites, Rolling Pin Donuts, located on Las Posas Road in Camarillo. Donuts are always good.
Aren't they warm right out of the oven? Is that your bat? Okay, I have to bring you some in. I know you're always,
no,
you know.
No.
I know. Donuts. Come on. I know.
You have one from a week ago. I'll eat it.
Oh, I enjoy a donut. They're the best. I'm Let's do a dozen donuts for somebody out there. That would be a perfect Father's Day, huh?
Yeah.
Or any day, really. But anyways, call in right now at 805-419-0008. All right. Let's welcome our first guest. And of course, she's been on our show plenty of times, and I love talking to her, and I love what she's doing. Amy, are you there?
I am here.
How
Thanks
are
for
you?
Having me again.
Of course. Gosh, you got another book, and you got always something going on. I'm telling you, I told you I want to do a book with you. I think I can, I think this would be really fun. So
I have a new book, and I just got my first sales numbers yesterday, and I think we've got another bestseller.
Oh my God, I tell you, you are rocking with fire, lady.
Well, you know why? This one is such a good topic. It's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Spirit of America.
Yeah.
And that's so top of mind right now, even if we all are very passionately disagreeing about, you know, which direction we want to go in. What unites us, I think, rather than dividing us, is that we're so passionate because we really love our country.
Yeah, no, I really believe that. I wrote something for Father's Day and also for this last weekend, and I also wrote something that we can't forget all the good people. You know, we always hear in the news all the problems and the tragedies, but look at all the people that are fighting for our country. And I really believe that we don't talk about that enough. So again, Amy, tell us a little bit about your book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and of course, The Spirit of America.
So it's interesting that you mentioned the people fighting for our country, because when I decided to do this book, which was about a year and a half ago, we did what we call a call out, where we let 5,000 of our past writers know what we're working on, and we put it on our website, and probably tens of thousands of potential writers end up seeing what we're working on, and then we'll get several thousand stories submitted to us. And we don't really decide ahead of time what the themes will be of the book, because we want to see the stories that come in. We let the stories coming in tell us what we should reflect back to our
readers. So do you give a topic?
We said the spirit of America. We had a whole bullet, you know, a whole list of bullet items, you know, like we did have the military on there. We had 9/11. We had veterans. We had every topic we could think about for America. But what was interesting was how focused the submissions were on the military, current service members, and on veterans and on military families, and also how many stories we got about 9/11, and we ended up in this book having fully half the stories. So 50 stories of the 101 stories are about current military, military families, veterans from all the different wars, and also 9/11. And the 9/11 stories were still so raw, and you could still feel the hurt was so much an open wound still, and it really makes it clear to that, you know, this is our generation's Pearl Harbor, or probably even worse, you know.
Well, yeah, now with the Orlando is even bigger, you know. And I just, gosh, there's just something that's got to stop. You know, I was talking to a couple people this last week, and it's interesting, you know, it's almost like the way I look at it is when you have a country that's just going crazy, and now we're being attacked on our own turf, and these are our children, and how, whatever, you know, wherever, where we need to be safe, and why are we not feeling safe? It's something in our society is going wrong, and so it's almost like we need to, like, shut everything down, figure it out, and start over. But how do you do that in a country?
Well, I mean, I agree with you wholeheartedly, because I think this country was founded on our differences.
Absolutely.
And we have forgotten our differences, and we forgot to celebrate our differences and accept each other for our differences. And whether this tragedy in Orlando, let's just take that example, was, you know, ISIS, or whether it was a hate crime, you know what, we'll tie it to whatever the social media,
yeah,
will.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter. There's people that are killed, and these are our children and our families that are suffering now. And so,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what.
And I guess my question too is, and I've brought this up to a few people, is why does it take a tragedy to bring us together?
Mm.
Why can't we not celebrate when things are good?
Well, that's what this book is about. This book is about what unites us, not what divides us. And the book is filled with stories about that American can-do attitude. Immigrants to America, coming to this country and becoming valuable members of society and attaining their citizenship. Tolerance, respect, compassion, people embracing their differences. Our book is filled with those stories as well, because that's all that is good about America, and that's why everybody came here originally. They were all fleeing countries where there wasn't tolerance, where there wasn't opportunity, and they came here to have a society that embraces differences and that also provides opportunities for everyone.
Well, I'm glad you are telling those stories, because they need to be told more. They need to be out there in the press and be told, you know, what unites us, because instead of what divides us. So I have a question. Was there one story or two stories or that really stood out from you when putting together this book?
There was a story that I love, and I told this story on my Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast, because it was such a great example of American team spirit and American ingenuity. And it was a story where one of our writers, Elizabeth Atwater, was on a highway that came to a complete stop. There must have been an accident. You know, it was the complete stop where people were standing outside their cars talking and knowing they were going to be stuck there for hours because there had been some terrible accident. And then there was this one young woman who was there with her little baby, and she was practically in tears. And she said, "I was on my way to the airport. My husband is returning from deployment. I'm only going to be able to see him for 30 minutes before he's whisked away for debriefing, and he's never seen our baby." And so there was this big, burly truck driver standing there, and he was like, "I'm a veteran too, young lady, and this is not going to happen." And then they heard the whirring of a helicopter overhead, and he got on his cell phone, he got the number of the radio station that traffic helicopter was working for, and he convinced the station manager to get that traffic helicopter to set down in the field right by where they were standing, pick up this young military bride and her baby, and take them to the airport. Meanwhile, he drove the woman's little car off the side of the road. Another man gave the woman his business card and said, "Call me when you're finished at the hospital. I'll come and pick you up, and then I'll bring you back here to get your car, which will be waiting off the side of the highway." And the whole crowd was cheering as this military bride was whisked away by the traffic helicopter to the airport to get her crucial 30 minutes with her husband. That
was
a great story that combined so many different things.
Wow,
right?
What a
right?
great story. You got me in tears again, Amy. Thank you very much. I know. I love, you know, and that, what a beautiful story. You know, of people going out of their way to make a difference in somebody's life.
And you know what? What I hear there is how simple it is.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
No, and you know, and it really, that is the first thing, you know, when there's been an accident or you see people trying to overturn a car and there's somebody underneath it, everybody's willing to help. It's really the raw moment when kind of, I'm going to have to go back to our early guess of feeling lonely and feeling alone, that you don't have the support, that you get scared and you make these wrong decisions.
But do you know that in America, we actually have a way bigger tradition of volunteering than almost any other country in the world? Even if you feel, oh, gee, it takes a tragedy to bring people together. In fact, in everyday life, Americans really are incredibly giving versus many other countries. I think Canadians are a lot like Americans. But then you go to other parts of the world, like I was talking to people who live in France. They said mothers don't volunteer at school. It's unheard of.
Really?
For a mother to volunteer at school, where we have such a strong tradition of that. You know, how many times did I sit there at lunch and read the letter of the week and, you know, all that stuff? I mean, it's, we are a giving country, and so we wanted to highlight that because we think that, yes, there's always room for improvement, and there are people who need to be retrained because their jobs have been lost to overseas, and there is poverty and hunger and illness and poor health and all of these things that need to be addressed. But we still do live in a country that is already a great country.
Yeah, I totally agree. Wow. And again, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim here with Chad and, of course, Tom. And we're talking with Amy Newmark. We're talking about her newest book, The Spirit of America, and, of course, Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And it's 101 stories about what makes our country great. And so I know, so were there any surprises?
I'm trying to think about the surprises. There were a lot of stories about the American flag and how important it is to people, and it really made me focus on the fact that, you know, it's not just some pieces of fabric stitched together. And it's interesting because Flag Day was just a couple of days ago, June 14th, and I never had focused on what Flag Day was, but it's the, I think it's the 139th or 239th anniversary of when we, the Continental Congress, adopted the first American flag. But we had a lot of stories about people working really hard after a tragedy to get an American flag flying again before they did any other kind of recovery effort. And then have you noticed all the red, white, and blue out there now? Like undershorts, you know, boxers, bathing suits, shirts, all kinds of clothing now sporting American flag motifs. American flag sales are up 15% this year. So everybody's really into the red, white, and blue again. And our book, even though I hadn't expected it, it reflects that. We have a whole chapter about flying the flag.
Wow. And I think that that's just something we do as a respect for our country. Amy, will you stay on with us so that we can continue to find out a little bit more about your book? And also, I know that you're doing some giving, a donation for the charity of each copy sold. So I'd love to find out a little bit more about that. Will you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd love to.
Thank you so much. All right. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. We are going to be talking with Dani Bahnsen, and she is going to be coming in the studio. She's the owner of Studio Soul, and of course, it's soulfitsolutions.com. I'm really excited to share her with you, and she's one of our new sponsors, and I just love what she does. She does a lot of stretch core yoga. And you're going to find out a little bit more, so stay with us on that one. When we come back, we're going to have her in the studio. But I would love to give something away right now, and I've got Conejo Food and Wine Festival, and of course that's June 26th, 1:30 to 5:30 next weekend, and I'd love to share a pair of tickets with you for that. At the same time, I've got Feast of the Beast, and that is next Thursday, June 23rd, over at Cafe Firenze, and of course that celebrates and also helps the Boys and Girls Club. So again, that's June 23rd at 5 o'clock, and I'd love to share tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies. For amber waves of grain.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. The annual Conejo Food and Wine Festival is Sunday, June 26th, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. Come sample the best food, wine, beer, desserts, and more that the Conejo culinary community has to offer. Dozens of restaurants, wineries, breweries, bakeries, distilleries, and more will be there along with live music to round out this great afternoon. Food Share and Many Missions are our beneficiaries to this great charitable event. The event is held at the school grounds on the corner of Moore Park and Jans Road in Thousand Oaks. Tickets and more info are available at www.conejofoodandwine.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give something out right now. I've got tickets to Elite Theater. And that, of course, that's Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. And they're playing from June 3rd all the way up to July 3rd. And, of course, I'd love to share those with you right now. And call them right now at 805-419-0008.
Yeah, and we want to give a shout out to Mortgage Couch. It's a Ventura-owned loan company here, and they are recognized by the City of Ventura and the Ventura Chamber of Commerce as Business of the Month. Give them a call for a quick, simple, and safe loan, 805-676-0377 or mortgagecouch.com.
There you go. And they're doing a great job. They just had another somebody join their join their office, and but I'm telling you, they make it really easy for you. So again, all right, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, and we're talking with Amy Newmark, and we're talking about her book, her newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and of course, The Spirit of America. And I know, Amy, you talked about the charity that is receiving a donation for each copy sold. What is that? Which charity?
So we're supporting the Bob Woodruff Foundation. And what I love about the Bob Woodruff Foundation is that they serve active service members, veterans of, you know, recent wars like Vietnam War on, and also active service, what did I say, veterans, active service members, and their families. And they put money into a lot of different programs that help them with their obvious physical wounds and also with those invisible wounds. You know, like PTSD, the effects of traumatic brain injuries. And so we're making a donation to the Bob Woodruff Foundation for each copy of the book. And this is the second book that we have used to support the Bob Woodruff Foundation. The prior book was a book we did a couple of years ago called Recovering from Traumatic Brain Injuries. And what got the Woodruffs into this was when he was embedded with the Army and he suffered a traumatic brain injury over in Iraq when his Humvee or tank or whatever he was in went over, you know, some IED. And so he ended up suffering the same kind of injury that so many of our soldiers have suffered. And so they were very grateful to the military for the way that they got him out of Iraq, saved his life. And they became so much closer to the soldiers as a result of this. And so we are very happy to have Lee Woodruff as our forward writer for the book also.
Oh, wow. Very good. Very good. So let me ask you, describe some of the prevalent topics in the book.
Sorry, I'm coughing.
Yeah. Are you there? Are you okay? Stay with us.
My throat got so dry all of a sudden.
Oh, God. Well, I'm looking in your book and some of the topics that are in here as we're trying to keep her on here, but flying the perfect flag, correct?
Yes. Yes. So I think I'm better now.
Sorry okay. About that. That's okay.
Yeah. So we have military veterans, American Ingenuity. We have a lot of people talking about how grateful they are that they are Americans. And especially our immigrants talk about what a difference it is for them and remind us through their stories about how they came from countries where they didn't necessarily have the right to vote. They didn't even have the right to move within their country. I mean, you go to a lot of countries in Latin America, there are border crossings between states. You have to go through a border crossing with armed guards just to move from state to state. And so we have so much more freedom in our country. We can decide, I'm living in California and I want to move to New York. And you can do that. You can't do that in every country.
Right.
You can say, my parents didn't go to college, but I'm going to go to college and become a lawyer. You can't do that in most countries. You're stuck in wherever you were born.
Hmm.
And so we have a lot of stories about that where we're reminding our fellow Americans how lucky we are to have all of the opportunity, all the freedoms, all the privileges, and the incredibly high standard of living that we have. Another theme that emerged was our reputation for kindness. And I told you about that story about the truck driver arranging the traffic helicopter for the military bride to get her to the airport to see her husband. There was a great story in here from a woman who went over to Germany and was talking to a veteran of World War II, a German veteran, so he was on the other side. He was talking about how he was captured by the Americans toward the end of World War II. It was the middle of winter. He was freezing. He was hungry, freezing, and then, of course, terrified because the Americans captured him. And he was sure that he was going to be killed or tortured as a prisoner of war. And the American soldiers said to him, sit over there. And so he sat over there. And then they said, eat this. And he said, what? And they gave him shelter. They gave him food. They gave him warm clothing. They treated him incredibly well with compassion and kindness. And it you know, decades later, he was still talking about how kind the American soldiers were to him. And he said, if I had known what it would be like to be captured by the Americans, I would have surrendered much earlier.
Wow.
You know, but, I mean, we have a reputation around the world, and we talked about that a lot in the book. A lot of people talking about going overseas and hearing stories about how we are viewed by other countries. And it was a much more positive way of thinking than we might think. We might think we go overseas more viewed as, you know, ugly, privileged Americans. But in fact, much of the world sees us as a very kind group of people, a compassionate group of people. So that was very nice.
Hmm.
Yeah, I have to admit, I mean, I've traveled to Europe and Mexico and a few other places in the world, and I've always been treated with the utmost respect. And I think there's a combination of things. I think, one, I walk into a country and I respect them and their culture. And people are very generous with themselves and their homes. And their. I've never experienced anything bad going into any other country.
No. Well, luckily, right?
Well, you know what I mean.
I mean, there are things, but people
in general,
don't
put myself
yes,
in a situation.
Danger zone. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Amy, first of all, I wanted to ask you, how many books do you have now?
It's like a moving target because there are some books from our past that weren't like classic Chicken Soup for the Soul books. They were not, maybe it was like a children's storybook or something. But in terms of classic Chicken Soup for the Soul books, which are, you know, collections of a whole bunch of stories from a whole bunch of different people, it's about 250 titles.
Wow.
Wow, that's incredible.
Might even be getting closer to 300. And we have, think about 225 in print, and then everything we've ever done is available as an ebook.
Wow, that's awesome. I love it. Again, you know what? I love talking to you. Where do we find this book?
So this book is heavily featured at Walmart, and it's going to be found very easily near any kind of military base. So it's all over Walmart. It's being featured at Barnes & Noble. I believe it's at Books a Million. It's going to be on the shelves at Rite Aid, I think within the next couple of weeks. We'll be all over the country in Rite Aid drugstores, right at the checkout counter. Amazon has a big supply of it right now. I mean, people really, the booksellers really stocked up on this one.
Well,
it's
great.
It's everywhere. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'd love to give one away to our listeners right now. And if you are just listening, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. It's Chicken Soup for the Soul, the Spirit of America, 101 stories about what makes our country great. And Amy, I think you rocked it again. And I look forward to talking to you on your next book.
Thank you. It was really fun talking about this one. I think you might be my first radio interview on this book. So thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. And of course, it's all really prevalent topics right now for our world and kind of what we're doing and what we're going against. And I just want to really another shout out to all of our listeners out there and anybody that's just tuning in to just do your part, right? Be that extra person. You know, if you see something that looks suspicious, or make sure we go and get help, right? We call for help and we make a difference. So with that, Amy Newmark, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life.
Thanks a lot.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And Danny has just walked in the studio. We're going to find out a little bit about Studio Soul. And also, it's like summer. And I think she's going to be able to give us some really great tips. And she's pretty amazing at what she does. And I'm going to tell you how you can find her. So, all right. With that, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to also do a shout out for Ghostly Evenings. And you want to do that?
Oh, yep. Let's do that. Yeah, I was going to do Ronald Reagan.
Oh, well, you could do
well,
that
no.
too, yeah.
Assisted is holding a fundraiser called Ghostly Evening. Come see a private viewing of the new Ghostbusters movie, which looks amazing, and support a good cause featuring a mysterious silent and live auction, a red carpet photo op, ghostly appetizers, and cocktails available for purchase. The movie fundraiser is Wednesday, July 20th at 5:15 at Movie Co. Theaters in Thousand Oaks. You can get tickets at assisted1.com/events/Ghostbusters, or just go to assisted1.com.
All right, tell everybody also about the
Yeah, talking about the Spirit of America, Ronald Reagan Presidential Library is going to be hosting a sunset dinner tribute to Elton John and Cat Stevens on Friday, June 24th. The big thing to remember here is tickets are required, and you have to do that by Monday, June 20th. So it doesn't look like we have a website here, but go on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library website and you can get those reservations.
There you go. And did you mention Elton John and Cat Stevens?
I know.
So they always do a great, beautiful dinner and a whole thing there. So definitely check that out. All right. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. And again, we've got tickets to the Ghostly evening, and so call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audiences since 1994. Their new venue at Channel Islands Harbor Fisherman's Wharf provides a unique and marvelous space for high-quality, live productions that bring together local talents of both amateur and professional performers. Come catch the Elite Series main stage show, Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, a thrilling murder mystery playing June 3rd through July 3rd. To find out more and to purchase tickets to their upcoming productions, please call 805-488-3118. That's 805-483-5118, or visit www.elitetheater.org.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And I do want to talk about Rubicon Theater. And of course, we always have tickets for them. And you can also go to www.rubicontheater.org/shows/events. And we have James and the Giant Peach Jr. coming up, and that is going to start July 7th through the 10th. And so, you know what? Call us. We've got tickets for you, and we'd love to share those. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Our next guest, and I'm so excited she is a part of our show, and joining us is Danny Bonson. And Danny is the owner of Studio Soul, right here in Camarillo, right off of Flynn Road. And I feel like it's like the perfect time. I always say, like, you know, like when school starts, you kind of get organized. When, you know, summer starts, you get
fit.
Exactly. Hopefully. Did you know where I was going? Exactly. I know. Yeah. So anyways, I'm starting to eat better and all that good stuff. You know, it's funny. It's like, oh my God, can I do a fast take on this? You know? So anyways, welcome, Danny. And I'm so glad to be working with you and to share everything that you do. You have so many different avenues of all the things that you have done. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is you're a running coach.
Right.
Yeah. I just, you know, I have always wanted to learn how to run. And it's funny, my daughter and my son-in-law have twins, and they just got one of those runner, you know,
strollers.
Yeah, a jogging one. And so they do it with like an app where they walk, then they run, then they walk, then they run. And so I just like thought that would be a perfect place to start, because I can see what it's done for my daughter mindfully. She's like, oh my God, it makes me feel so much better, even though her body hurt in the beginning. But I know that's one of your specialties. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm a certified natural running coach, and it's my job to make sure that the runners stay uninjured, that they train properly. And what you mentioned is sort of an interval type training, and it's great for when you're starting out so that you can keep your endurance, you know, through the whole run without, you know, feeling worn out too soon. So that little walk gives you a break. So it gives you a little bit of time to catch your breath and get back out there and run. And I also work on form and technique. If I could have a dollar for every time somebody said their knees hurt and they couldn't run, that would be great. So I look at the runner, how they're moving. We talk about how they're landing on their feet, how they're swinging their arms, how their alignment is, how they're breathing. We also work on, you know, what kind of foods and what kind of fuel is best for runners, and what your goals are.
So I have a question. What are the three biggest mistakes that anybody who begins running or is running now makes in their form, and whether diet, you know, what are the
Good
three
question.
Biggest
yeah.
mistakes that we do as runners?
So probably one of the things is they start out too much too soon and overdo it. Then there's either an injury or too much soreness to go back out. Number two, I would say, is over striding. So they're hitting their heels rather than landing midfoot, because this impact of the foot hitting, you know, the ground travels up the body. So that's one of the things, is how we're landing. And
that's
why
so many people get hurt.
Yeah. That's why.
But what about your tennis shoes? Does it really matter?
Yeah. So luckily there are a lot more options now with tennis shoes, and everybody's foot is different, you know, so I can't say, hey, go get this one shoe. So you've got to take a lot into consideration, and there's some great, you know, stores here in Ventura that can help you find the right shoe. And you want it to be light. You don't want to have too much of a chunky heel on there. You want to be able to land right with your shoes.
So I guess there was three. What's the third, last biggest mistake?
I'd say probably being dehydrated, you know?
Oh, that's a big one. I'm glad you actually mentioned that, because so many of us, we forget to drink water. We forget to even, right?
Well, and just, you know, staying hydrated throughout the day and throughout the week helps you just keep that hydration level good. And, you know, drinking some water or some, you know, sort of electrolyte while you're out there on the run is good. Sometimes you'll feel cramping or other things that you wouldn't relate to being dehydrated, but it plays a big role in your overall performance.
Wow. So let me ask you, I know that you, when we met, you do so many things, so many amazing, interesting things. Can you kind of just highlight on a few of them and then we'll kind of, you know, group them into what you're doing right now?
So, okay, I'm a personal trainer, and like Kim mentioned, I have a studio in Camarillo, and so I've got clients that I see one-on-one. And I'm also doing some classes. Right now I've got a workout at the ranch. So Camarillo Ranch House, I'm out there Monday and Wednesday, 12:15 for a HIIT class. It's a Tabata, so high-intensity interval for a half hour. You'll burn a bunch of calories, and then you'll just keep burning calories throughout the day after that class.
So what does that mean, Tabata?
So Tabata is, it's a Japanese training style, and what it is, you'll do an exercise as fast and as hard as you can for 20 seconds. You take a 10-second rest and another 20 seconds, and so you go a round of eight times on that exercise. So it's about 2 minutes, but it's pretty intense.
So let me ask you, for somebody that's starting, would that be somewhere where they should start, or would that be too hard for them?
We do modifications. So any level could really do it.
So anybody could start.
Yeah, okay. We'll give, you know, something a little bit simpler, just kind of like, you know, marching in place or something. It's just moving for that 20 seconds. Then you get that little, the really long 10-second rest in between.
And I got to say, I mean, just getting out there, people need to realize just getting out there, you don't have to do all the exercises.
Yeah, you want to go whatever your body.
It's okay.
Totally.
Nobody's going to look around and be like, oh, that person stopped. It's our own self-conscious that does that to us. So go out, just getting out there and doing it, because eventually you'll work up to doing everything.
Right. And it's just so beautiful out there, you know, in front of the Camarillo Ranch House and the trees and everything. And we, you know, we can find some shade. After the Tabata class at 1 o'clock, we'll do a stretch core yoga fusion. So some stretching, a little bit of core work. We're on, you know, bring your yoga mat and, you know, just kind of enjoy.
So it's really from 12:15 to 1:45, right? Or they're two different classes?
It's two different classes. Cool. And a lot of people go to both.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Kind of like you get your move on, right? And then you kind of relax and do your yoga and stretch.
Exactly.
Yeah, they kind of marry each other. I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's one of your many hats. What else?
Well, I'm an Ayurvedic health educator, and
this is so interesting to me. I told you we've had several guests and several books on that. And can you kind of tell everybody a little bit about
that? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
I can
right
see
now.
Him like going, okay, so what is that? You know, it's actually pretty amazing.
Ayurveda is the sister science to yoga. It's an ancient healing system. It's a Sanskrit word, Ayur, meaning life, and Veda is knowledge. So basically, knowledge of life. So everything is made up of some combination of the five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. And so each person has a different combination of these elements. And so some people you'll know are cold all the time. Some people are fiery. And
some people have love handles that they can't get rid of.
I don't think that goes into it.
I bet you it does.
Some people are more grounded. And actually, it's kind of what you take into account to figure out what your constitution is your physical features, your psychological ideas, your spiritual. So you take a test and you figure out what your constitution is. And once you know what your constitution is, then we have great tools and ways of making you your best optimal self.
So I love that. So where can we take that test?
Oh, there's a lot of them online, and I've got a link that will go to a test.
Let's put it in my newsletter.
Or you can come visit her.
Yeah, and can you do them personally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we do them. And so, you know, just getting yourself in balance. So if you know which foods are good for you, because not every diet is good for everybody.
Right.
Mean, you've had probably heard somebody say, "Oh, I did this diet and it did great," and you try it and it's just, it doesn't work. So
yeah, or like everybody was jumping on the celiac disease, right?
Right.
But they don't have celiac, but they're like, okay, I'll give up wheat, right? Yeah. Well, maybe that's not really what feeds your soul.
Yeah.
So yeah, wow.
Finding what's right for you. Why fight it? You know, be smart about it.
Yeah, find up. I know. It totally makes so much sense. So, okay. So that's another amazing thing that you do.
Yeah. And I just want to mention that Ayurveda covers so much. It's nutrition. Nutrition is big because, you know, it's our digestive system. It's where everything starts. But it also, we figure out the best kind of exercise for you, the best yoga poses. There's also meditation and mantras that are right for different types of people, herbs and teas, and there's color therapy and sound therapy. It's very broad. It's a very broad subject, and it's really fun to find out what works for you.
I love that. I love that. All right, we're going to find out a little bit more about what all these amazing things that Danny is doing. And, of course, Danny Bonson, owner of Studio Soul Fitness. And give out your website so people can find you. And I'm sure you got great links and stuff on there, right?
It's Soul Fit Solutions, SOLFIT Solutions.com.
All right. And I know you wanted to give something away to one of our listeners, right?
Yeah. I'd love to give away a session, a 1-hour free session. It can be an Ayurvedic consultation, a natural running one-on-one clinic, or a personal training.
There you go. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll be right back.
June 25th through June 26th, Ross Emery Entertainment presents the 8th Annual Roadshow Revival, a celebration of American roots music. This music festival will feature 75 vendors, 50 pinups, 100 hot rods, motorcycles, food, and beer, top-notch rockabilly performers, Johnny Cash tribute acts, and even a kids' corral. So bring your family, a blanket, or a lawn chair to the grassy fields at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. This event is very family-friendly. To purchase tickets, visit www.roadshowrevival.com. Revival.com. That's www.roadshowrevival.com.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Danny Donson, and we're talking about getting fit, really. And just, God, you make it see, you're so relaxed. You know, I think that you would be really fun to work with. The big thing that I want to ask you is, why do people need personal trainers? And to me, it's almost like being accountable to somebody, right? And somebody that's going to walk you through everything that you do. So I just want to kind of talk about that.
Absolutely. Accountability is huge. You know, just because it's easy to get sort of in your habit or your rut or I'll start tomorrow, you know. But if you've got somebody there saying how to go, you know, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to work on your plan, and it's more motivating that way. We get results that way. Also, you just want to make sure that you're in the correct form and what you're doing so that you're not getting hurt. I think safety is super important, and I'm kind of a stickler for form and make sure that we're moving the way we need to.
Yeah, I think that's something that, because you don't want to go and so many people like go, okay, I'm going to start running today. Well, you can't just start running, right? You have to pace yourself into whatever you're doing.
Yeah, one of the fun programs that I've started doing for new clients is my 5-4-3-2-1 countdown.
So talk to us about that.
The first week, I see you 5 days.
Okay. Oh, God.
And
okay.
So one day is, you know, and it's all tailored around the individual. So everybody's going to have their own plan according to, you know, what they need to do. So one day will be cardio. One day will be nutrition. One day strength training and flexibility, you know, that sort of thing. So for 5 days, we're getting you lined up and, you know, on task. And then the next week is 4 days and 3 days and 2 days and then one. And you can continue with training, or you got a plan there that we've set going forward.
But you're also creating a habit when you do that as well.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, anybody who's done any kind of training or has a habit, it's 6 weeks and you pretty much in your mind have set a habit.
Kind of changing right. your lifestyle.
And so do you work with men and women? I mean, it doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah. Got all ages and types and...
Yeah, and do they come to your studio, or how does that work?
I have a lot of clients that come to my studio. It's really comfortable, it's nice, and it's not intimidating like some of the gyms. And I've also got clients that I go to their homes, and they don't, you know, they like to work out at home, so we do that, or we go to a park, or, you know,
kind of whatever works for each person.
So I have a question. I mean, with everybody's busy life, kids, family, work, how do you say make it different to fit into your life daily? Just a little bit, whether it's 10, 20, 30 minutes. What is your suggestion for that?
Well, put it on your calendar. You know, schedule
it
in your phone.
Right? Yeah, make
just
a date
like
with yourself.
We live by our phones. That's true.
Anything else that you know, are scheduling in your life, you got to put yourself, you know, in your schedule also.
Danny, how did you become how did you get into this, or how was this your passion?
Well, I, you know, used to work in a corporate job, and I, you know, I can relate to a lot of my clients because I was working and family and, you know, taking care of things and commuting. And I had a health scare in my late 30s. I went to the doctor and he said, "You're going to have a stroke." And, so I changed my lifestyle and I decided, well, I'm going to do a triathlon. I'm going to up my game. And I was, you know, deathly afraid of sharks and I didn't know how to swim. And I learned how. I got a coach and I went out and started doing that. And I really loved it. And I...
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I liked finding ways of becoming more efficient in how I was moving. And then I liked helping people, and so I transitioned out of corporate and got into my own business of training. And I've taken a lot of extra educational courses and things to make me better for my clients.
Wow. And I know you have a retreat coming up. Talk to us about that.
So there's the components of fitness, you know, we our food and what we're eating and how we're moving. And the third component that gets missed a lot is the rest. You know, you've got to rest and rejuvenate in order to come back to be your best self again and ready to go. And so I started having retreats about 3 years ago. I did it about every 3-4 months and rent a beach house, and I get a chef to come and make organic
food.
Doesn't
it sound amazing? I
yeah,
know.
So it doesn't sound like a bad retreat though.
I know, yeah.
We start out on a Friday evening with a meditation and people get to know each other. We do some yoga on the beach, you know, throughout the weekend. We get massages and we eat
I'm
good food.
So there. Yeah, you're already naming all the things that, yeah.
Just so people can get away and, you know, support each other in, you know, our journey to health and take our health to the next level. And also just to take care of ourselves, because, you know, we do so much for other people that if we don't take care of ourselves, we're not going to be able to help
we're
our loved ones.
Filling our own cup, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. So tell everybody, where's that going to be and what date?
So the dates are October 14th to 16th. Okay. And I'm going to be putting some information up on my website, soulfitsolutions.com. And you just click on Soul Retreats tab. We'll get that information up there. And the location is a beach house here locally in Ventura County. And it's going to be great.
Should be amazing. Yeah. We'll put it in our newsletter too.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put it in our newsletter and also on our Facebook too. I love that idea. So leave us with, one thing that we can start today with. And then I'm so glad that you're a part of us. I can't wait to work with you.
I would say don't compare yourself to other people. Don't go in the gym and say, oh, you know, I need to, you know, do what he's doing or do what she's doing. It's your own self. So taking care of yourself, kind of going within, listen to your body, and, you know, just move. And
I love it. I love it. That's perfect. Again, Danny Bonson and Studio Soul. Her website is soulfitsolutions.com. Her phone number is 805-732-4836, located right here in Camarillo. And she's going to be in all my newsletters. You're going to find out about it. And, of course, she offers at Camarillo Ranch Foundation a workout at the ranch. So that's Mondays and Wednesdays. I'm going
to... And I think it's good to mention that soul is S-O-L.
Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
Like sun.
There you go. Like sun.
One thing about the workout at the ranch, it's just show up. It's free. Take donations to cover costs, and then the rest goes out to the community for charity. So
love it.
It's good for the community too.
I love it. All right. That's a win-win. Thank you so much. Again, Danny Bonson, thank you so much for joining our show. We are at the end of our show.
We are.
Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. I hope that you do something really wonderful with your family and for yourself. And, of course, I thank you so much for being a part of our show. I do want to remind you that we'll talk to you next week, and we always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. You are never too old to set another goal or dream, a new dream. So with that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805, and I'll talk to you next week.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on, let's